The kids are pretty excited here at the Trangie Central School, where they've been busy raising money for the Heart Foundation with their Jump Rope for Heart fundraiser. The school's been involved in the campaign for a few years now and punches well above its weight. Today is the big payoff for this year's effort. They get to see the results of their fundraising and they get to put on a display of jump rope or skipping, as well as hearing from local farmer Steve Ray about why what they're doing is so important.
Now, I'm going to talk a bit about Heart, which is a jumping for trying to raise money, which we do need in the Heart Foundation so we can... Look, it's not all for old people. This is for some of you young children too. You know, kids are born with holes in their hearts. Some have got infections when they're only 12, 10.
Steve Ray is the granddad of one of their classmates, Harry. And Mr. Ray says the only reason he's still here to enjoy family life is because of the work done by the Heart Foundation.
2.5 years ago, I had a heart transplant. I had a condition called amyloid, which is rare, but there's a few of us transplanted now.
What was your quality of life before you had the transplant?
Nearing the end, Sally was no good. 80 metres of walking and I'd have to stop and sit down or take a breather and walk again.
And that would have been pretty tough because as a younger fellow, you were quite a sporting man, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yeah, when I was younger, I was quite fit. I was, yeah, very fit probably. But I went to the doctors a few times and this is some of the things that go wrong. I kept saying there's something wrong with me, but we couldn't quite nail it because it was such a rare thing. But eventually when we found out it did, and it was too late then to do much, but we were put on a program to transplant my heart, which I was very fortunate. There's only four of us done in Australia this way, so we were very fortunate to be alive today. I'm very fortunate.
Now, you can hear the noise going on behind us. This is a really big event at the Trangie Central School. The kids have got right behind it. They've raised an extraordinary amount of money for the Heart Foundation. How important are days like this?
They're very important, I think, for the awareness for children and the health of the children. You know, I spoke about it. I said, you know, that the smoking and poor eating habits is critical in your growing up period of life. And you know, I think if you can live healthy, I know the Heart Foundation, or when we looked at me, because my body was still reasonably fit, even though my heart was failing, they said, look, we'll see what we can do for you. And that was the reason. They would never have probably tried this program if I was overweight or not fit.
When you were a young bloke, still playing a lot of footy when you were at high school, becoming ill was the last thing on your mind, isn't it? It's the last thing you ever think is going to happen to you.
It definitely is. I never dreamt in my wildest dreams that this would ever happen to me, Sally, because I always thought my heart was so good. But it can happen to anyone. You can be struck down with a virus. You don't know where it's going to come from, and it can just get you. And I've never smoked in my life. Drank very little and I was reasonably fit, but it just struck me from the left field. I just don't know, they still don't know how I got it or where it's come from, this thing that I've got.
These primary school students are, like so many Australians, at risk of heart disease due to obesity, and that's influenced by their diets and also by the amount of exercise they get and the habits that they're developing as young people, habits that will last them into adulthood. And looking around the quadrangle as they do their jump rope routines, whether they're for demonstration purposes or competing against each other, you can see why this skipping message has taken off. Amongst the kids in the playground is Steve Ray's grandson.
Harry Miles.
And how old are you, Harry?
6. My grandpa had a broken heart and he was lucky because there was a man that's heart was still working and the doctors cut him open and put the brand new heart in.
And he showed us his scar today too. That's amazing. What can he do with you that he didn't used to be able to do?
Pick me up.
Wow, that must be exciting to have a granddad who can pick you up and give you a big hug.
And he could pick a bike up when I fell over.
This primary school, with just over 100 pupils, has raised more than $4,000 with their campaign. Children are congratulated on their efforts, receiving certificates and huge applause from their classmates. And the biggest funds have been raised by some of the youngest children in the school. Teachers and parents say that as well as raising money, they're making their children aware of healthy living. They also say that doing this sort of community campaign is a huge and important part of their overall education, kind of growing up to be active members of a community that looks after each other.